بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. واتقوا النار التي أعدت للكافرين. وأطيعوا الله والرسول لعلكم ترحمون. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. O who believe, eat not usury, doubled and multiplied, and fear Allah Ta'ala that you may prosper, and fear the fire which has been prepared for the kafirs, and obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you may receive His mercy, and race and hurry to receive the forgiveness of your Rabb, and the garden, the Jannat, whose width is the heavens and the earth, specially prepared for the righteous. In the previous verse, Allah Ta'ala spoke about charity, and here He speaks about riba and usury, one contrasting the other. Charity, where you give away and you don't want any return, and usury is you want a return for nothing. On the loan that you have forwarded, you want some addition. This is called usury. You're taking a benefit on a loan. So don't eat this usury doubled and multiplied. Because as the debtor delays the payment, then the interest increases. It increases to such a point that thereafter that becomes doubled and becomes multiplied. So don't eat usury doubled and multiplied. So charity and sadaqah, generosity, that will be the thing that will be the catalyst. It will take you forward. When you have got that heart of kindness and grace, that will take you forward. It will progress you. But usury, an illegitimate trade, robbing, cheating, or any type of illegitimate trade, this is the thing that attracts the anger, the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, as explained in a hadith, that the two things that draw the wrath and the anger of Allah Ta'ala, one is usury, illegitimate trade, and number two is illicit activity. These are the two things that bring about and draw the punishment and the wrath of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi's report could have said that this verse is about the most frightening verse in the entire Quran. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Where Allah speaks about usury, but then He says, guard yourself against the Jahannam that has been prepared specially for kafirs. That is, though the command of usury is directed to the believers, if you're going to be falling into this usury, then you will be punished like the kafir is punished. Normally, a mu'min goes into Jahannam to cleanse himself. But when Allah Pak says, fear that fire that has been prepared for the kafir, in other words, this punishment is going to be severe, not like the normal Muslim. This punishment is going to be like the punishment that is meted out to the kafir. وَاطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you may receive His special attention, His special mercy. The point that we need to understand here is Allah Ta'ala could have said, obey Allah, obey Him, but He makes a special point of saying, and obey Allah Ta'ala and obey His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The commands of Allah Ta'ala cannot be fully understood until they are explained by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran will explain the principle, but the details will be explained by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that namaz is faraz, but how do we perform namaz, and what should be the rakats that we will perform? What is to be recited in namaz, in the standing position, in the ruku, in the sajda? All this will be only explained through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi says that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the word of Allah ta'ala, and thereafter the leading jurists, the imams, they explain the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the purport and the explanation of the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are explained and understood best by the imams, the leading jurists. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مُغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. The third command is, and hurry and race to receive the forgiveness of your Rabb. What is meant by racing to receive His forgiveness? There are about four explanations that are given. One is those deeds that will earn you His forgiveness. Like walking towards the masjid earns you the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second explanation is given is fulfill all your obligations and your farais. Obligations you will have towards men and obligations you will have towards people and Allah ta'ala. So all obligations fulfill. Number three is striving for deen, for the prosperity and the continuity of deen, striving for that. And number four, joining the namaz with the takbir-e-ula. So these are the works that will gain you His forgiveness. This will amount to rushing to receive His forgiveness. And a jannat whose width is as the heavens and the earth. If that's going to be the width, then we can understand what is going to be the height of jannat. The hadith says, Saddidu wa qaribu. Try and straighten up, but come with moderation. Don't go through the extreme. Like Nabi Samad cautioned some people when they resolved that we're going to fast throughout the day and never to break our fast. We'll stand up throughout the night, never to sleep. We will never make nikah. So Nabi Samad disapproved of this. This is now extremism. And explained that I fast and at times I don't fast, nafil fast. And I sleep and I get up at night, both. Going into this type of an extreme is not something that is encouraged. Person goes in an extremist notion, in an extremist direction, and you can't maintain this. So therefore, straighten up, but with moderation. That you do your namazes, etc., and you rest as well. And you fast, nafil fast, but at times you don't fast as well. So you do things and do things with moderation. U'iddat al-muttaqeen. Overall, all this has been prepared for those who are righteous. The word that has been used, muttaqeen, in other words, the one that takes care of Allah Ta'ala at any given time. He takes care of Allah Ta'ala with his tongue. He takes care of Allah Ta'ala with his eyes. He takes care of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. He takes care of Allah Ta'ala in his wealth. He takes care of Allah Ta'ala in his socializing and interacting with people. In all things, he sees and he checks himself that am I conscious of Allah Ta'ala or have I forgotten Allah Ta'ala? May Allah give us tawfiq.